Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
On the day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, mesdames and messieurs, dames and damsels, whether in distress or not, we're here to work things over for today and for yesterday. We can't do anything about it. Let's hold a good thought for tomorrow. Those of you in New Jersey, the big story today in New Jersey is that a boat fell off of its trailer on the northbound side of the Garden State Parkway, closing all the lanes till it can be moved. A lot of Twitter followers pretty quick to complain about that, as you can imagine. I'm not sure that's the biggest story of the day, but I got a kick out of seeing that. What do we have as the biggest story of the day on Twitter and on Facebook? Facebook.com/good day. Twitter,
good day. Another story we don't want to talk about, but
yeah, I know.
The Pakistani school that's been attacked and 100 and some kids killed, but I was just listening to it on the news and I don't want to.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about the Australia the hostage situation because look at this.
That guy was looking for attention.
Yeah.
Did you hear that that he was getting his information out to the authorities by having people post videos onto YouTube? And they had asked the news agencies, like CNN, not to air his videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were yanking them off of YouTube as quickly as possible, but they were getting the information. And then CNN yesterday patted themselves on the back. You know, we were responsible. We didn't air any of the terrorist demands. And,
So there's Australia, Pennsylvania, shootings there. You've got the thing in Baltimore from the other day, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
In Syria, things are bad and getting worse. Good God, it's Christmas time. What is all of this? It's Christmas. Have you not seen the stories in the news?
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't think the people in Pakistan are really celebrating or care about Christmas.
I don't know about that. Yeah, but it is. It's funny. And then, so I'm not sure how many people really are concerned about this, but I give you this as information. The new Surgeon General took more than a year to get his name confirmed. Vivek Murthy, the new Surgeon General. He's, 43 or something?
No,
old, is he?
He's like 30, 35.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. So what was the big attraction? President Obama said that he liked it because he was a member of the pro-Obamacare group Doctors for America. That's a good way to get a job like that. The gun lobby held up his nomination over a letter that he had signed calling for new gun control measures following the school shootings in Newtown, Connecticut.
Yeah, he sees guns as one of the biggest health threats.
Mm-hmm. And are they? That's a great question.
If you take that philosophy, then so are cars. What other object can cause somebody? Skateboards, trampolines,
McDonald's.
Just at the McDonald's lobby.
But
get away! This guy getting
it's food. It's health. Okay, I would get that.
Mm.
But objects, any object can be considered a health risk.
Mm-hmm.
He'd probably have me arrested for because my kids have a swing set and a trampoline in the backyard.
Too much government. 888-302-3684. What do you think? Guns are a health hazard. You get in the way of a bullet, I guess, yeah. It would be.
Terry McAuliffe, my government
governor of Virginia.
In Virginia.
Yeah.
Yesterday comes out with this law. He's trying to institute some gun law. He says, I'm a gun owner. I'm a hunter. I want responsible gun ownership. Cool. Right. I'm okay. With you, Terry.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right.
He says, people are buying guns and reselling them. I want to restrict people from being able to buy guns and resell them at these gun shows. All right. I'm with you on that. So restrict the amount of guns you can buy in a month. Cool. But then he says he wants to, people who have not kept up to date on their child support payments, mm-hmm. he wants to restrict their ability to have a gun. So if they have a gun, they have to turn it in if they don't make their child support payments. Left hand, right hand? Somebody explain that to me. What does your ability, or just because you're a dirtbag and you don't want to make your child support payments, or you can't, what does it have to do with you? So then he says,
because you're a dirtbag.
He says, it's a privilege to own your gun.
Mm-hmm.
I do not own a gun.
It is a privilege.
It's not a privilege. It's a right.
It's
the Second Amendment.
But it
right.
also is a privilege. The guy's, it's a right and a privilege.
No, the guy's the governor, and he says, it's a privilege. I'm not a gun wacko. I'm not a gun owner, but it's not a privilege to own a gun.
I think it is. I think it's both of those.
So is my
I'm not saying legally
here talking to this microphone with you?
Yeah.
Is that a privilege too?
It's a pleasure, Reggie.
Depends on what we're talking about.
Right. All right. You want to know who the big winners are? The spending bill that was supposed to be a $1.1 trillion addition to what we have to put in the budget between now and next September to keep the government running. You'll be happy to know, now that we've unearthed some of the provisions for spending, never mind the stuff that we were talking about the other day, that will limit your rights to safe food, well-grown food, that sort of thing. Now, there are, 1,200 different things that are a part of this bill. Defense, the contract supply parts for the next generation fighter planes are getting some extra dough. The provision that would create public-private partnerships to accelerate the transition of new technologies from basic research to commercial applications, get a boost. Travel and tourism industry got a 6-year renewal of the Corporation for Travel Promotion. These promotional boards. Let's see here. Renewal of federal payments to support rural school districts surrounded by federal lands, which are deprived of property tax revenue. Medical marijuana dispensaries won guarantees against harassment by the feds. Potato farmers finally won the inclusion of white potatoes in the market basket of foods that can be purchased under a federal food aid program for low-income pregnant women. Who thought that was important? Bates Footwear, a Michigan-based manufacturer supplying boots to the military, was exempted from new regulations that expand the definition of how big a small business can be in order to qualify for government set-asides. Who do you think got that through? Dingle, what's his name? Didn't he retire, though?
Rangel.
No, Rangel's New York. Dingle was Michigan,
right.
If I'm mistaken. Anyway, that's some of the stuff that's in this bill. Hooray, huh? The bill, 1,603 pages. 1,603 pages. A lot of money goes to the AARP. Man, you don't think they're powerful? Woof. Funding one-third of the federal budget. Congress has to renew it each year. This extends its reach to every corner of any kind of government that we have. Set aside $5.4 billion to battle Ebola. I thought that wasn't going to get anywhere. $5 billion to fight ISIS. That's part of what's in this bill.
How did they come up with that number?
I don't know. Who knows?
Dartboard?
Yeah. Who knows? U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday, Richie, that police officers may use evidence seized during a traffic stop even if the reason the officers pulled the car over was based on a misunderstanding of the state's law.
That's outrageous.
Hit me with that again.
Slowly. This is an 8-1 decision. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of a North Carolina police officer who had stopped a car with a broken taillight and then found cocaine in the car, even though driving with a faulty brake light is not against the law in the state of North Carolina. It is more than outrageous. Police officers can use evidence seized during a traffic stop even if the reason the officers pulled the car over based on misunderstanding the state's law.
So ignorance of the law is no excuse unless
for police. Yeah, right. Unless you're a police officer.
Well,
nah, there's nothing you can read into this.
No, I mean, hey, listen, if a cop pulls you over for, let's say it is illegal to have a faulty brake light, I don't know why it wouldn't be illegal to have a faulty brake light.
Because in North Carolina, the law says you only need one tail light. Doesn't say you need two. Says you need one. But you had one out and one working.
Okay, let's say both are out, and the cop pulls you over, and he sees cocaine laying on the dashboard or on the floor, or a gun or something like that. What's wrong with him taking action on that?
It's not consistent with the rest of the law, and I think that's what the concern is here. It's not consistent.
Well, let me tell you what North Carolina is going to do. They're just going to make it illegal to have a faulty brake light.
Well, here's... You're going to love this. All right, Raleigh, North Carolina. Dateline Raleigh. At least one sheriff's deputy will have no trouble catching speeders. Reports this week that the Wake County Sheriff's Department has put a Chevrolet Corvette
Z06.
Car has a top track speed of 198 miles an hour.
Yep.
Basic price $74,875.
Mm-hmm.
V8 racing engine, 505 horsepower. Sheriff's spokesperson said the car didn't cost the county any money because it was seized in a drug raid.
Right.
So they're using this Corvette to chase speeders. My God.
But they have radios. What do you need?
Yeah, but
I mean, if you're out in Arizona on some,
I remember a guy who was a sheriff who had a Corvette. I mean, a Super Sport. I had an Impala Super Sport when I was in college. Had a Corvette engine in it. He used to chase the bad guys around.
Yeah, Mustang GTs used to be big.
Yeah, pretty funny. I find that to be very amusing, frankly. And puts a lighter sort of spin on some of this other stuff that's a little heavy. Thank you very much. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffens' Good Day Program. Richie and Kenny and I are happy to be with you at 18 after the hour.
This report is brought to you by Nestle USA. Eating well can fit in your busy schedule without involving the drive-thru. New research supported by Nestle USA found that people who reported eating frozen meals ate fewer calories and grams of fat than fast food eaters. The study found diners of frozen meals versus fast food consumed 25% more vegetables, 61% more whole grains, and higher amounts of fiber, vitamin A, and vitamin C. Cassandra Hoover, Nutrition Health and Wellness Manager for Nestle USA.
The key to good nutrition is eating a balanced plate. Many frozen prepared meals come full of key essential nutrients and built-in portion guidance, making them good options for those always on the go.
When it's time to host dinner, consider freshly prepared, thin frozen meals, such as Stouffer's party-sized lasagna with meat and sauce, or chicken enchiladas with cheese sauce and rice. Both feed more than 5 people and provide 3 grams of fiber per serving. For more information to balance your plate, visit NestleUSA.com/balance. That's NestleUSA.com/balance.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Reputation, as they say, is everything. So, when the dean of a large law school discovered that his school had a poor reputation according to most polls, he decided to conduct his own poll. He created a list of 10 other schools and asked 100 lawyers to rank them. The list included Harvard, Yale, Penn State, and 7 others. When the results came back, right in the middle of the pack was Penn State. The only problem is, Penn State didn't have a law school at the time. The law school president had intentionally included a fictitious school in his poll to show that even the most educated people sometimes rely too much on reputation when making decisions. Let's be fair, this lesson also applies to how we settle our disputes. Courts have a reputation amongst many people as the only place to resolve conflicts legally. However, other lesser-known solutions like mediation and arbitration can often bring victims better results even quicker and at a lower cost. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Smoking in the news coming up in the next half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio, GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Time now for our one-hit wonder Christmas one-hit wonder contest. Tell us the name of this artist at 888-302-3664. She gets the gift pack from Mannheim Steamroller. Christmas song. Special nice dance version. I don't know how many people are going to want to dance to this, but it is a dance tune, isn't it, Richie? Sure. Sounds like
it's got the dance beat, yeah.
Yeah, right. Who is this lady? Recognize her? She's connected to one of the singing shows, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a every other year.
The Voice. Yeah. This lady recorded her Christmas album just before she turned 19. This song goes back to 1999, Kenny.
Yes, it does.
Really?
It's pretty good. She's a Disney kid, right?
Is she a musketeer? I mean, a musketeer.
Yes.
Musketeer. I don't think so. 888-302-3684. Who is this? Crank it up, Richie. Big voice for a 19-year-old kid.
I know. She's got a super huge voice.
Yeah. Whitney Houston-esque.
She was Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey-esque.
Yeah.
All right, so we know it's a Christmas song. This was the second single that she released. Her first one was a top five hit in at least 10 countries. Went platinum in 5 of those countries. To date, she sold over 50 million albums. One of the best known and best selling artists in the world in the last 10 years or so. And in addition to her solo hits, she's also had success performing with Justin Timberlake, Ricky Martin, Blake Shelton, Nicki Minaj, and Great Big World. A couple of years ago, she sang a duet with CeeLo Green on CeeLo's Christmas album. That song did not chart. This is the only Christmas song that she's ever had that actually showed up on the charts. She's been a coach on The Voice for 4 seasons. She went on maternity leave. I guess it's coming back next year, Kenny, right?
Yeah. NBC just announced like a month ago that she's supposed to be back next year.
All right, 888 302-3684. It's kind of a short tune. Or is this the end of it?
No, I see about a minute and a half left.
All right. You'll get your prize, hopefully before Christmas, a CD from Mannheim Steamroller. That's the prize. It's called 3040, celebrating their 30th anniversary of doing Christmas music, because that's pretty much what they're known for, isn't it? Mannheim Steamroller and Christmas music.
Yeah.
Even though they've been around for 40 years, that's the significance of 3040. What I like about this prize is that you get a canister of their cinnamon hot chocolate, which has become world famous as well.
Yeah,
so that's
good
stuff. Good stuff. Christmas one-hit wonder singer. Who is this lady? 888-302 Doug. Wrap it up with a big one, Richie. Big lady either, is she?
No, she's a little thing.
Big diaphragm. I don't mean to take that the wrong way, you know what I mean?
No, I mean, her voice comes from way down low. She gets down deep to get it.
Leslie's in Delaware. Hi, Leslie. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing? Merry Christmas.
Hi, good morning. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much. So, who is that lady?
That lady is Christina Aguilera.
Are you a big fan of hers?
I listen to her occasionally, sure.
Yeah, what did you think of that Christmas song when you knew it was she singing it when you were 19 years old?
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is kind of amazing. What are you on your way to do?
I'm a school teacher.
How are you?
Physical education, yeah.
You teach phys ed where?
In Laurel, Delaware.
Laurel, Delaware. How big a school system is that?
Not very big. There's a preschool, two elementary schools, a middle school, an intermediate school, and a high school, and that's it.
You're the only
whole district.
You're the only phys ed teacher?
Nope, my husband is too.
Oh, good for him.
Cool.
There's a combo. All right, you get the prize, Leslie. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-591-6080, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-591-6080, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-591-6080. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-FREE
from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This half hour. What's going on today? You wonder, it's the 8 days of Hanukkah beginning at sundown today, the Festival of Lights. 8 days commemorating the rededication of the Second Temple of Jerusalem following a revolt that overthrew the ruling empire, 2nd century BC. White House marking the holiday with a ceremony conducted by Rabbi Angela Buchdahl, who leads the New York City Central Synagogue, has the distinction of being the first Asian American woman ordained as a rabbi. Is that right? A woman rabbi?
An Asian woman rabbi.
Where, I don't know of any place. I've never met an Asian.
I've never met an Asian.
I've never met a rabbi that was a woman. Interesting. All right, so that's that story. I don't know about you, but I'm giving a couple of boos to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee list.
Oh, because they didn't have the Moody Blues?
Yep.
Again?
Yep. I mean, come on. Paul Butterfield. It's not bad, but he's nowhere near what they...
That was a game changer there. Butterfield Blues Band in the 60s.
Sorry.
They were a game changer.
No. Maybe they were.
Joan Jett?
Yeah, come on.
Well, Joan Jett, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Ding, ding, ding.
I mean, you can make the case that her
monster hit.
Two songs, one of them being just a monster hit. Mm. That was a bit of a game changer, too.
Mm. No. The Moody Blues were game changers.
Moody Blues were game changers. That symphonic rock. Ah. I mean, it's huge.
Yep.
Is Procol Harum in there? If they are,
That's a good question. We found out where
then you should today. Definitely be stomping your feet.
Yep, I'm stomping my feet anyways. Thanks very much. Burt Reynolds sold his 1977 Pontiac Trans Am at auction over the weekend. How much do you think it brought?
A lot.
2020 News Quiz question. Call us now if you know the amount of money Burt got for selling the Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit. 888-302-3684. You'll get a free Christmas turkey from us here at Good Day. You want a turkey for Christmas? Help yourself to 888-302-3684. How much money did Burt Reynolds get for selling the 1977 Pontiac Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit?
It wasn't one of the actual cars used in the film. It was a promotional car for the film. But still.
You sure about that?
Reading it right here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, at any rate, it had a 400 cubic inch engine in it, Richie.
Yes, it did.
It had been expected to bring in 60 to 80 grand. That's not the guess that will win the prize.
Wow.
888-3023. Yeah, exactly.
Started at 30 grand. They went a long ways from there.
Yep. Okay. Anyway.
The sad part of this is I think he needs money.
He's broke. Yeah. He sold a Smokey and the Bandit jacket for $34,000. A Burt Reynolds license plate brought in $5,937. So the question is, how much did he get for the Trans Am? 888-302-3684. Smoking in the news. Item number one. Pima County, Arizona, no longer hiring smokers. Board of Supervisors voting whether they should stop hiring smokers at all. Stick current employees who smoke with a 30% health care surcharge starting next month. County estimates it will save $13 million a year in tobacco-related expenses if the vote passes. That's pretty substantial. Man, that'll be a... Imagine what a game changer, use that term, Richie, a game changer that will be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we all know that Malaysia is the garden spot of the universe, right?
Right.
Okay, story today about a 16-year-old Malaysian boy who now says he will never smoke again. The report is that Mohad Alif Arifan was ordered to chain smoke 42 cigarettes in 2 hours after a teacher found a cigarette in his locker.
Yeah.
He said that he had to smoke four at a time in order to polish off 42 smokes.
And I know a guy that his father did that to him, man. It was,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't feel well after that.
And he never smoked again, I'm going to bet.
No.
Uh-huh.
It worked.
Yep. So here's a bit of a detail that you may or may not know about smokers. Did you know a pack-a-day smoker loses 2 teeth every 10 years on average? A pack a day. This is for those who, we went down to 19% in this country, Kenny, right? Wasn't that the story last week? 19% of the country down from 22% a few years ago,
yeah,
24%
or something like that. Yeah. These vapor cigarettes are bad news, man.
Awful. Awful, awful. They shouldn't even be on the market. What the hell is it with the FDA? They want to chase me around for selling raw milk, but they let these people sell these horrible cancer sticks?
It's... Is it safer than a regular cigarette? In some ways, yes.
Well, how do you? What do you mean safer? What is that kind of a comparison?
Well,
safer.
Is driving a car 120 miles an hour safer than jumping off of the roof of your house?
Depends on how tall your house is.
Right. But yeah, I think I'd rather drive 120 miles an hour than jump off the roof of my house. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, at any rate, I think that's...
here's a report. 10 times more carcinogen.
In the electric
in the
cigarettes.
E-cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Right. Absolutely.
So maybe not.
All right. 20 minutes before the hour. 888-302-3684. The question is, how much money did Burt Reynolds get for selling the Trans Am? Let's see what we got here. Ooh. All right. Corey is in Hagerstown. Hi, Corey. Happy New Year.
Hey. Hello.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Happy Hanukkah today, too.
Right on,
brother.
Right on.
All right, so how much did Reynolds get for selling the Trans Am?
I thought I read that it was somewhere like $70,000.
$70,000 is where they thought it was going to go. It went a lot higher. Bidding started at $30,000. Let's see if we can get to the right number. Corey, thanks for the call. Sarah is in Tucson. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, hello.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well. On my way to work.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
Data entry.
You're a data entry processor?
What kind of data do you enter?
Yeah.
It's a workers' comp.
Oh, so you work for an insurance company, or do you work for a government agency? Who needs that information?
Just for one of the health insurance companies.
I got it.
Do you ever bust the bad guys trying to cheat the system?
Yes. I had my guess of $480,000.
$480,000 is pretty doggone close. It apparently got up to $450,000, and then somebody edged it up over $480,000. Would you pay $480,000 for something like that from Burt Reynolds?
I do like Burt Reynolds, but no, not that much money.
That's a lot of dough for a car like that. That car was never anything that special anyway, I didn't think. Did you think?
My mom owned one.
Really?
My dad was the general manager of a Pontiac store during those years.
Yeah.
And so we had one sitting in our driveway all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. Great.
All right. Well, Richie it's says great. It's great. So, Sarah, you have your choice. You can either get a turkey or I'll give you the car. Which would you like?
Oh, the car.
Or maybe if you really want to get a prize, I better send you the turkey. How's that?
Okay.
All right. You have a wonderful day. Do a good job at work, and Merry Christmas to you and your family, Sarah. Thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you very, 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 very much. Bring it up, Richie. Jerry, it's all you. A lot of fun. Silly, stupid,
or when I get home, I'm going to punch your mama
right in the mouth. In the mouth. No, it's the mouth.
In the mouth.
In the mouth. Mouth. All right, so here's a group of teenage pranksters in trouble for stuff that's silly. 12, 13-year-olds have been smearing peanut butter all around the bookstore in Fairfield, Connecticut.
Okay.
Huh?
What for?
Because they wanted to, apparently. This seems harmless. Law enforcement officials say that the act carries a stiff penalty, however. Police spokesperson says that the act of smearing peanut butter in a public place and exposing it to someone with a peanut allergy can be a serious... that would get you. Right? It's a serious problem, peanut butter on buildings, if you've got a peanut butter allergy. Look out below.
Terrorism. Peanut butter terrorism.
That it is.
It's a hate crime.
That's right.
Against kids with peanut allergies.
Yep.
Life in prison.
My God. Okay. I have three shocking facts to relay to you about flavored coffee. You ready?
Yeah.
Maybe a test on this later.
Okay.
Cream, sugar, or antifreeze? A commonly used food additive known as propylene glycol exists in antifreeze and flavored coffee. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
All right. That's number one. Number two, when you think of employees working at a coffee roasting facility, do you picture them wearing hazmat suits? That's the dark side of many coffee manufacturing facilities. Chemically flavored coffee beans have not grown in the right conditions to achieve a natural flavor. That's why all of these stores, all of these companies have mocha latte and you name the kind of stuff. They're putting that in crap coffee because this coffee tastes terrible and is terrible. So now that you know that, wouldn't you rather have a coffee that is the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program? And here's a great Christmas gift idea for the coffee lover, either in your family, at work, one of your friends. Everybody's got a friend who's got a fondness for coffee, right? You want to get him or her the best coffee possible for Christmas. That's why BuzzBox Coffee is your choice. 866-456-7805. Sign your friends and your family up for BuzzBox Coffee which combines the everyday habit of a cup of coffee with the basic, best tasting, smelly coffee. When you open up the mailbox and you smell the aroma, we got two bags of it here yesterday. Opened it up. Wow, what an aroma. So if you want to start with a good aroma and then have a better taste and drink really healthy coffee, not all flavored up with a lot of garbage, get this for your friends and family. Sign them up. Start them off with a free bag of BuzzBox coffee by calling 866-456-7805, and then you can sign them up for the regular program. They will love it. They will love you. It's a great gift idea for a coffee lover. It starts free with a free bag, a free pound of coffee from BuzzBox. Taste it, smell it. You'll recognize immediately how good it is. 866-456-7805. Merry Christmas from BuzzBox, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9874. 1-800-951-9874. Call 1-800-951-9874. 1-800-951-9874.
All right, let's get started with the TV report and a focus on American Idol. If Jennifer were here, she'd point you to a story at DougSteffen.com about the fate of American Idol. And this is sort of a new twist for them. Let's see here. Ryan Seacrest has said that the show's results show will now be a thing of the past. So what was there about the results? That wasn't that at the end? When did they have the results show?
Get to the point. It was the second show, right?
Oh,
a week. Each week they'd have two shows.
So okay.
The one show where everybody just sang, and then the results show the next day.
So they're going to do. He said the performance show and the results show are going to be the same show. Let's see here. There won't be a wait till tomorrow night. There won't be a coming up. Put it all together. So is that a acknowledgement that the show's not
watching American Idol 3 nights a week anymore?
No.
It's like what
Dancing with the Stars does now.
Mm-hmm. What does Dancing with the Stars do? You mean they put everybody together, they don't spread it all out?
Right. They got rid of their results show, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Story at DougSteffen.com. The show Sons of Anarchy.
No.
Final season, network's most watched season of any series in its 20-year history. The seventh and final season averaged 7.54 million viewers.
beating the previous network record of 6.98 for this same show last season. Imagine people being that attached to this kind of a show.
I had some friends who were all into it.
Man, I'll tell you something, big-time stuff. MSNBC has launched a new online service featuring web-only fare. It's christened Shift, combining live news and short documentaries with original shows and focus on sports, economics, politics, and other topics.
One step closer to on-demand television.
Really?
And that's what we're going to have.
Briefing with Luke Russert, Crystal Clear is on it as well. It's 51 after. Good day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Our focus on success here on Good Day. Michael Levine, one of my favorites, mostly because of his expertise and his mild manner. He has been, you wouldn't know that he's been one of America's most prominent media experts because he doesn't call attention to himself. Hello, duh, that's not what a PR person is supposed to do. He calls attention to his clients. And over the years, he has studied many of these people who have been big-time, high-profile business people, sports people, actresses, actors. So he knows a thing or two about success. So he has adopted at The Excel Report, theexcelreport.com, a way to study success. And we're here to talk about success on the radio. I don't know whether we're here to talk about success, comma, on the radio, although it might be nice because I'm sure you can find people on the radio who are successful that would make for good stories, good role models, Michael.
Well, Doug, today the topic is grows out of a simple quote I give to audiences, and that is that any damn fool with a plan beats a wandering genius 100 times out of 100. Let me repeat that for the audience. Any damn fool, any idiot you meet today will beat a wandering genius 100 times out of 100 if they have a plan and the genius, wandering genius, doesn't.
All right, may I intersperse quickly?
You may.
One of my fondest memories from the Hunt for Red October, when Fred Dalton Thompson's character, who is the admiral on the ship, is having a conversation with Alec Baldwin's his character, who is John. And why do I remember his? I don't remember his last name. Isn't that awful? Anyway, not important to the story. He looks. There's a discussion about the Russians and what they're doing with their submarines and all of that stuff. Ryan is the CIA operative. So Jack Ryan. So anyway, he's in shaving, and they're talking about the Russians and whether they actually have a plan to go get the Red October. And Fred Dalton Thompson turns around and looks at Alec Baldwin and says, "The Russians don't take a dump without a plan, son." So it's about plans. You're right. It's about plans. So, all right, go ahead. Keep going. Let's go.
Well, now we go to our next point. If any of the people listening to this fantastic radio show right now think they have a plan, and the plan that they think they have is not written, they don't have a plan. They have a bunch of fun ideas swimming around their attractive head. A plan, for a plan to be a plan, it must be written.
Really?
Almost always shared with others.
So if it, is it because it has more power because it is written, the visualization of it? You hear a lot of stories from people who are very focused on becoming successful, and they, you know, promoting thoughts, and thoughts are things. What are your thoughts? Let's put them down on a piece of paper. That's very interesting that you underscore it that way.
The other issue, of course, is accountability. If they're written, you get to look at them. You get to share them. You get to hold them. You get to check on how your progress with them is or is not. You get to also make them measurable, discernible. So I'll give you an example. If you say, next year I'm going to lose some weight, you will likely not lose any. But if you say, 8 pounds, July 9th, you will be much more likely to achieve it. Your goals are measurable, clear, discernible, written, almost always shared.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. Have you done that?
There you go.
How about you and your own success quotient? How about you and how you approach it? Is this a learned behavior?
If you ask me the question, Mr. Levine, do you write New Year's resolutions? I would say I do. And then if you said, Mr. Levine, do you then divide them up between personal and professional? I would say, Doug, I do. And Mr. Levine, do you then review them each quarter, every 90 days, to see how you're doing? I would say I do. And when you do review them, Mr. Levine, do you attach a letter grade, A, B, C, D, or F, to how you're doing on those goals? I would say I do. Now, I know this sounds like a lot of work, but I promise you, it is not half the work of correcting all the dopey mistakes you make if mm-hmm. you're just driving around without a map.
Right. Got to have a map.
No person would ever take a road trip without a map.
And all right.
We do.
We do it too often. Let's check out the ExcelReport.com on success. Michael Levine here, the ExcelReport.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.